Let's start with the page where it says Vav Amid Aleph. Okay, Vav Amid Aleph. Let's begin. Asek Vitirda Vitara Davav. The Sugyan in the Sugyan Lamar mentions Misifta Bisgirsayu Tiridi. The people in the Beis Medrash, the Fatracht. They don't know. They cannot be Mekayim Mishtar. They don't recognize people's signatures because they're too busy learning. When you're too busy learning, you don't have time to know the scores of the baseball teams. You don't know. People who are busy in the basement, they really some. They don't know what in the world, what is going on in the outside world. Okay, they don't know that Tzuras is an expression. They don't know that Tzuras Hamadea. They can't even tell you what a dalaba looks like if you so far tracht to learn it. So Rashi explains, what does this expression mean? Misifta, in the Beis Medrash, the Girsayu, in their learning Tridi, Perish, Al-Kain, Ein Makirin, Hachasimos, they do not recognize the signatures. That's what it says in the Daf, Davav. The Taisvis, Biaru, Shatir, the Sheesh, the Yeshiva, he tear, the Gidoil, Yoysem, Yashayesh, Leilu, Shatrudim, Bishukayu. Would you believe such a thing? People in the Smedish, they're more Torahed than people in the market. The Elusha Trudim, Belimudam, Elam, Penai, Lachtoim, Klal. When you're in business, very busy. You can't even get an appointment with some people that are so busy. You go to a doctor, you get an appointment with the doctor, then nonstop. People in business, they're extremely busy. Yet the Gemara says that it's like a litmus test of a real Talmud Chacham. A real Talmud Chacham is even more Torah in his learning than a doctor is in his business. I told you yesterday, it really disturbed me that those images I saw online of Lubavitch on the night of Nittel, as everyone in the Beis Medrash was playing chess, the intensity and the kavana you saw on the people playing chess in Beis Medrash, the whole was to me was more intense than what I've seen in Beis Medrash learning a long time. You go into Beis Medrash, people are schmoozing. It's a lounge. Unfortunately, a Beis Medrash has turned into a lounge for many people. You sit around, you schmooze, you have a good time, you learn a little bit, you daven a little bit. That's not learning. You should learn like the way you play chess.
But if they play chess
364
days a year and learn one night a year.
Okay, so you think Malami Zuchus. Baruch Hashem, I'm not chashan in the kache. I'm just saying, it's a very frightening sugi here in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that if you're really oisik in learning the way you should be so shaku in learning, you should not even be able to recognize your friend's signature. And don't tell me, but what about people in business? They're also very busy. They're even more, they would seem more busy. Well, that's the test. The test is how busy are you really in your learning. The right hand refers to people that learn Torah Lashma. Ubeir Rashi, Oiskim Bekol Koychem Levaminim Ba. Doesn't just mean they Oiskim to Bekol Koychem with all their might. V'Turudim Ladas Soida, the Torah, to know the secrets of Torah. Ke Adam Hamishtamesh Biyad Yemina Shehiikar, like a person that uses right hand, which is the Iker. So Rashi explains the basic. So there is Ham Levaminim Ba is to actually learn Torah the way you should. The Inyan Ha'emol B'Torah, Kasev Rabbeinu Yoina Al Hamishna V'Halemid Al Nas Last Sois Tahaynu Shedai Toyim LePalpel Belimud Kedei Ladas Amitas Hadvarim. A person that learns Almanas Lasois means that you should pop in the learning to know the emes. It means to know the truth. Even to spend many years on a small detail, that's called Loimid Almanas Lasos. The Hagoy just mentioning these, so we mentioned yesterday the various reasons for Nittelnacht. I forgot to mention one of the reasons why the minig is not to learn is to show that the eco learning is limud al menas lasais. One of the criticisms that Chazal had about Yeshu Hanotri was he was not loymed al menas lasais. It really borders on the other reason we said that he's loymed shaloy l'shma. He was learning for honor, learning. Chazal said that his learning was not with sincerity. And the other saying was, it was loymei that he did not fulfill almanas la'asai. So in order to show in the night, to show that the learning has to be, the ikar is the asiya, not the limud, it's not really a bizarre reason, so you don't learn. I mean, it's a little strange. You don't learn to show the learning is not the ikar. The ikar is to be loymei, the learning should be with the tafkid of almanas la'asai. All right, let's put that aside. Let's leave it a little bit of stretch. I didn't say it yesterday. Va'agoin. Rabbi Chaim Bital, what?
Rabbi Simcha once said a story. Someone came to him and he said, you know, there's a vart at Bachsidim in Sifrei Kodesh that no matter what comes out of the mouth is worse than what you could go and put into the mouth. Meaning, Lashon Hara is worse than eating tray. He said, you know what, Isa Ish said the same thing. No matter what goes into the mouth, what comes out is even worse. Somewhere it's written there.
What do you mean?
He said, you're learning Pshat wrong.
Yeah.
In the Sifrei Kodesh, when it says, what goes into the mouth is bad. But you know, there's something even worse.
Yeah.
What comes out, Lashon Hara. He says, Isa Ish says, you know what? What goes into the mouth is not so bad. Lashon Hara is even worse, and we all say it. So it's the way you look at.
Okay. Okay.
Your attitude towards.
Let's go further. The Agoy Rabbi Chaim Vital Kassel Rabbi Hariv. That he spent an enormous amount of time analyzing this issue. The Amarti Lo Kigam Haramak Zal. He was a Makubal. We also worked as hard as he worked in learning, but we did not do. Meaning, kikam olelo so yinisha bilti shena al maimor echad al sefer hazoyhar ulipa'amim shish olelo shal yimei chachol shabashvuach hoyim espoidid v'yeshev al inyin maimor echad b'zoyhar bilvav lo yoshan kol halelo so ahim. Okay, so just as an example of the Zoyhar Kodesh, the Ariyah Kodesh, he would spend an entire week delving into one line, one concept of the Zohar. Kiyot v'zehid al atzmei hashach. Okay, the shach coming more to something we can relate to, the kadmas, the hakdamas, chiburo in the hakdama, af ki biemes uvitamim torachti tiruches harbe, kam yigis yagati v'lo yasakti b'shum esek acher, lo yinasati sheinu le'ina yisnumu li'af apay shonim rabos al asher hoitzesi b'koyach el apoy le'mach shalo yisai. I spent many years of studying before I decided to write, to publish my chibur, my sefer, uberarti v'shakalti hakol b'kaf mazdai. Everything I wrote was analyzed with great precision. The chazarti al kol tzedadim v'tzadei v'tzidei tzedadim loy pamachas v'shtayim ki me'od me'a pam v'echad. It's an amazing thing that you just don't sit down and write a sefer off the bat. Unfortunately, that's how people do today. They just sit down, they want some covet, some fame, to have some money to spend, so you just sit down and you start writing a sefer. That's not the way to write a sefer. You have to spend many, many years in analyzing before you're prepared to publish something of significance. Everything depends on haskama. You have to apply yourself. All of the confusion, all of the noise behind your back, you have to make a decision to blot out all of the sound, all of the sound that disturbs you from your concentration, throw it behind your back. This determination to delve and to focus on learning, that's how they became great. We know the Chazon Ish, his Iker focus, this is a very famous tefillah, many women, we've said this before here, that his Iker tefillah was that you should be mispal for Hashem to take away from you all of the distractions. If Hashem will, like there's a nusach that he wrote for that women should say, mothers should say for their children Friday night when they light candles. And the ikar focus of the nusach is the parents should be mispallel that Hashem should remove from their children distractions. If you move the distractions, all of the background noise, the mela, it's so much easier for a person to see what's valuable in this world and to delve into the study of Torah. These Talmidim that are mufunakim, they have a table full of sudeh, a shas on their table. It's no good. This is a very famous thing is that it's kedai not to have on the table all of the sermon that you need. It's kedai that you should matriach to go to the bookcase to get the sefer, because by going through the effort of going to look up something on a bookcase and from the shas is on the wall, that will stimulate you to remember, to work harder, to appreciate. It's not being spoon-fed, it's not easy to remember the halacha that you are trying to clarify. Today there's a trend, some yeshivas, they have on every single table, they have a little shas. They have a little shas. So
all of the swarm are now in one volume.
You have today a tablet. There's no question. Within 10 years from now, within 10 years from now, it's going to be given. The swarm are going to become a thing of the past. They'll have a tablet. On the tablet, kol hatorah kula oitzra chokhma. It's already here, right? Article already published.
That says that it will never disappear. The swarm will never.
Books will never disappear.
Yeah.
It's already disappearing. Books. Okay, so this is. I even saw there's a Rashiv in Muncie. What's his name? Well, I don't remember his name. He's a very popular Rashiv. He's a young Rashiv in Muncie.
Waxman?
No. Mitzalel Radinsky. It's Mitzalel Radinsky. So he gives shiur over here, and they have a Mitzvah Shabbos in Chal B'Shtam. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, Sugis of Daf Yomi. So every Mitzvah Shabbos, they invite a Rosh Hashiva. You know, the old-time Rosh Hashivas, they come and they give shiur, and they have all the Marim B'Kamas, and they prepare all of the Svarim. So he comes in, he's from the younger generation, he comes with the tablets. And he gave the whole shiur, he gave off his tablets. Basically, it says in the Rambam, when he read the Rambam, then he was pressing buttons. He didn't make a big deal about it, but he came, instead of coming with a whole suitcase of svarim, instead of having on the bima 50 svarim, all of his sources that he was quoting from, and he was quoting from a lot of his original shiurim, he was just flipping around with his finger with a tablet. I think the people in the audience were more amazed with his technique than with his content.
The thing is that when you go to the safe and try looking for it, you can't find it, because you're not used to turning the safe. Push the link and you get to it.
You see, what's very interesting, this is a very surprising thing. What he's saying is very interesting, is that you know, people, if you ask the average person, what would you prefer, Bar Ilan or Eitzer HaChochma? Bar Ilan, it's a text. They scan every sefer. Every sefer is scanned. Mila b'mila, it's even proofread, and you have the text, and you just type in, and you'll have the whole Gemara, you'll have every Rishon, every Achron, it's all there. Eitzer HaChochma, they didn't do that. They photocopied the Tzur Sadaf. And also, the technology is where they can basically, they know where every single letter is. So if you would ask the average person, what would you prefer, to use the Bar Ilan or to use the Eitzer HaChochma? You would say the Bar Ilan. That's because I don't need to go look at the sefer, the beautiful print of the sefer, the seal of the. I just need what it says. I don't need the this or the targum. I don't need the Tzuris Hadaf.
Can you search in the photocopy?
No, they can. No, yeah. The Eitzer HaChochma, you can. That's part of the Chochma. But it's shocking that it's been proven over and over again that the success of Eitzer HaChochma is the Tzuris Hadaf. People want to see, when you go to Eitzer HaChochma, you type and you scan, and people, I know it's myself, when you do searches, you have enormous pleasure of having a real, it's really a photocopy of a real sefer, and you see the real Tzuris Hadaf of the original sefer. And the Bar Ilan, it is too artificial.
What he did, Eitzer HaChochma, so this yesterday, was that came out with the first printed Gemara from Venezia.
Yeah.
With
the Bromberg? The Bromberg.
The one that just
came from Eitzer HaChochma. And then you're able to compare three different
Gemaras and see how the mistakes came in.
Right, right. There are 40. I think there are 40 manuscripts that of the Talmud. 40 manuscripts. The Oiz V'Hadar, the recent edition of Oiz V'Hadar, they have Hagos on the side, which basically show you all the different Girsos. And every Gemara, today it's the most popular Shas today, the Oiz V'Hadar. And the article uses their folios, the Oiz V'Hadar. They basically have spent many years comparing the 40 different manuscripts to go and find all the differences in the El trade. Yerushalmi, though, I think there are only 3 manuscripts of the Talmud Yerushalmi. So there's very little room for to find differences. Okay, let's go further.
You don't have source sheets anymore.
Links. Okay, it's a new world today. You know, let's go to the next.
I don't know, in the second world, though, the sale of books is up. I know this because my daughter's in the business.
Yeah.
The sale of actual books is actually up.
It's up. People like a physical book. Yeah. There's something to it.
Look at it in a Shabbos, that's right.
But it's very telling that Oitzra Chachma's success is mostly because people love looking at the original. And that's what it's all about. Oitzra Chachma is the most. Oitzra Chachma, they have like 80,000 books, 80,000 Svarim. Rare Svarim, 80,000 Svarim. And the all originals. There's no text. They just give you a flow of electronic text. You look up, they'll show you a block of text. You type it in, and they show you the original. No one expected people would have such satisfaction in looking at the original, not looking at a block of text. Yeah.
No, it's just that when I'm looking at something, I'm like looking at this pirish. But at the same time, my eye catches something.
Right, something else.
You know,
there's some psychology. There's a degree of psychology about it. Okay, let's go to the next thing. Mala svar yishanim. B'tovahar yosam rabbi yochanan peligu bar rabban shimur miliyo v'rabban. Chanima wants a sinai yodif. Chanima oikaharav. Oikaharav. The big machlokes. The famous machlokes. Is it better to be an amkan or is it better to be a baki? To know a sugya, to know 5 daf and mesechta b'vakama in all the rishonim and achrayim and everything, or better to know the whole mesechta from cover to cover? Gemara Rashi. What is better? So the Gemara Paskins, Rav Yosef Sinai. So Rav Yosef was a Sinai, which means that he knew he was a baki b'chol haTorah kula. But Rabbi Oikaharav, he had the mile of knowing the depth. He didn't have all the ideas of Rav Yosef, but what he did know, he knew with extreme depth. So Sholchu l'Tamon, they sent to Eretz Yisrael Eze Mehem Koidim, and the Nafka Minu was, who shall we appoint as the Rosh HaYeshiva? When there is an opening for a Shtela in the community, who should we appoint as our leader? Should we appoint a person who is a Baki B'chol haTorah kula b'kiyus? He knows Gan Shas, Gemara Rashi. Or should we appoint a person who knows 2-3 Mesachtas, but he knows Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Rif, all of the Rishonim and the Acharim, he knows it in depth. So they sent there, they pass now when it comes to appointing a leader, the Baki is more important. Why? Dalar Marha called Tzlichin Lamari Chati. Everyone needs the master of wheat, because everyone needs food. Everyone needs something to eat. So too, if a leader in a community has to be able to respond to every person. Some people need to know the answer to what it says in Masechta Nida. Some people need to know the answer to what it says in Masechta Horis. If you take a person who is a Talmud Chacham and only knows the Babas, they only know, so therefore he's going to be good only for a small group of people. But a communal leader has to have an appeal to every single member of the community. So it's Kedai to overlook the fact that he does not have the depth of the Iker Harim, but he has the ideas, the knowledge of everything, so that he will have something in common with the common man. That's the Gemara's Pesach Halacha. But Rashi Perish, Rashi elaborates, dear Masech Tahari, if you don't get the Gemara, Shasinei Haimu Mish, Shoshana, Mishnah, Ubraiso, Sududim, Loikin, Yisinos, Mehar Sinai. The reason why he's called a Sinai, a Baki, is because he went through the text from cover to cover, the Mishnah and the Braiso, arranged in order the way it was given at Har Sinai. Someone has a brilliant mind, and he can analyze, compare different texts one to another, and go and extract chidushim. He's not organized. He does not possess the knowledge of everything that it says in B'chol Torah Kula. So he says the ikar is to know the basics. He says, I told you another interpretation, but it's similar. Borders in the same reason is because skills, it's kedai to have the basic building blocks. The basic, the foundation is what counts. Udo Hashem.
General doctor or a specialist.
Well, you need both. Today, when it comes to medicine, you really need both. I don't know. So this is, we only can have one. Maybe it's true. If you only can have one doctor in the community,
you need a
general doctor. You need one that's Yoishev Roish. I guess the CEO of the hospital is someone that's a general practitioner. He knows about all, and then you have specialty, so you'll have enough information to direct the patient to the specialist. It's better to appoint, this is a controversial statement, as we're going to see two sides of the coin in here, that when it comes to Bizman Hazeh, you want to appoint a Rav, a community leader, take the Amkon, the person who has something special to offer. To know all of Mishnah, all of Gemara, if we need it, we have the computer. Today we have the computer, so when you need to look up something, we'll take out the computer. But when it comes to knowing the depth, to prove that you have an amkus, that is today what is preferred in this generation.
The same shayla, and you'll give them two different tshuvas, even though there's only one halacha.
What do you mean?
The safer,
yeah.
This is the halacha, but you can pull together other...
He can pull together, right.
Which are
the point
amkus,
is that...
It's not in the...
Today, Amkos, and that's talking about what you see. Today, you see that the people who dominate in the religious scene are not the Bikiyim. The people who dominate are the people who are known to be the Amkos. They point as Rosh Yeshiva today, people who are known to be Lamdanim. The biggest Lamdanim, even though they're certainly not the biggest, they're not knowledgeable in all matters of Jewish law, halacha. Looking for an Amkon, a Lamdan. That's what they say. You want who's the biggest Lamdan in Yeshiva.
Or Marsham Sian. Question, it may not be
in
his...
It's not in Echanami. So that's... And so you tell him, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, and we'll go get a specialist. But for leadership today, this is what it says. He writes here that was a quality that people look up to. V'hine, b'shut zikan aron. I have no idea who this is. Kosav sh'ikor hu hasvara. It's the same idea. Ikor is an able analysis. Analytical analysis. Misha tov shikol hadas konsu also shemash also vishalim ibeso. The proof to this is that if a person is a dayan and he makes a mistake, so the rule is he has to pay. He's responsible. Person, if a dayan makes a mistake in svara, there's no malpractice insurance. Masha also vishalim ibeso. The dayan vipaskins that you're chay if he has to pay. If made behavior right, the dvarim masha amu besugim shemishlam milsa. The talia the svara lechaye, something which depends in svara. Okay, the gemara there, whatever the gemara says. Remember the gemara, Rav Nechemia, what this refers to. Okay, this is lechaye. Vizel loshen agrach nivelojin. Heikor leechoyz besvara hayishar v'yashrein yishar leamita shel Torah gam im mechudedes. Even if it's mechudedes, it's very sharp. You have a beautiful pilpul, but it's built upon a foundation that sheker. Also, tirchak distance this svara. V'kad daik dayak to shapir v'tishkach shekol gedul hayishar v'achreim zal loy nishtabchu ella besvara yishara. The greatest of all of the rishon v'achreim was that they had good minds. A svara yishana, a sharp, correct analysis. Kol hayashar besvara gadol mechaveroi vechalila chalila shloy lachasha bikanetar l'shum adam bepilpul gam im asvara loy achsha beinecha ki ein deus ben adam dem zeloze. If the svara is not correct, then don't engage the person. All right, let's go. We are going to Naftali Zilberberg. You know who he is? Kosav Shagoyna Bikiva Eger. Hizir Litalmidov Sheikar Hayagia Vamal Butaratiya Lihasyasher Hasechel Afim Al Yideze Yechaser Habikias. That was the Shita. The Iker is to be an Amkan. That's what they do in Yeshivas today. The Iker is to focus on developing a mahalach, a derech in learning. A derech in learning means an approach, critical analysis, even if it's going to come at the expense of not mastering bikiyus knowledge of kol ha-Torah kula. She'ein ha'eis maspekes l'shneyem. The reality is the average person cannot have both. In this world, it's all about trade-offs. You can't, most people, 99.9% of the population cannot have everything. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you're not going to be a businessman. If you want to be a businessman, you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham. In learning, if you want to be an Amkan, you're not going to be a Baki. If you want to be a Baki, you're not going to be an Amkan. Everything in life is a trade-off. So he says, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, go for it, go for the Amkus. That's the Iker, that develops your mind, your way of thinking. That is what the Torah wants from you. Call me to Sikhla Yasha BMS Azai Sikhla Hayasha Yishmireu, because you have a Sikhla Yasha, you'll have Mr. Gladder, you'll have your favorite topic, Das Torah. Das Torah. Yishmireu Vimnehu Milechesh Shaivev Lahaloi Saldatoi Khalila Negat Hagamar Vatisis Ramban. You won't go against anything against if you have a Sikhla Hayasha, your whole life will be directed with what is correct in the Torah, in the Talmud, in the Rishonim, in the Ramban. Ki kol divrei kedoshim miyushonim b'tachlis v'hepach midivreim okum b'tachlis ad kan l'shoinim. I just want to just mention is that even though what he's saying, Kiv Eger is saying is true, but I know for a fact that in the Olam of Chinuch, that's all very good and fine if you can handle it. But there are many people that are not, their brains are just not wired for Amkus. Different strokes for different folks. Some people, their brains are not wired to spend a whole day harving over a Katsoyis and a Rekiva Eger and a Sivas. It's just not the way. It's just not the way. There are people whose brains are wired the Kiyas, to learn through Shas, to go through Daf Gemara. So those people, if you go and you put them in this system where they're going to become, with Derech is to learn three Daf a Gemara in 6 months, it's torture. It's torture.
But there's no problem with it. It's as long as they're not a Kaisik. That's all he's talking about. Nobody,
but over here, he's giving you the impression. Everything over here, don't get carried away. We all know what it says here is not. Don't get carried away. It's not Torah Misinai, even though it's a Sinai. But he is saying from Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he's quoting all these sources, that the Iker is Amkus.
Right.
That's all true and fine if you cut out for it.
That's what he's talking about.
If you cut out for it, but there are people that are not cut out for
so
this.
Don't ask him. That's all he's talking about.
No, it's not Psach. It's a Derech of learning. It's a curriculum in yeshiva. A boy sits in yeshiva in high school for 4 years. I've seen this. I've lived this. You sit in high school for 4 years. And the derech of all the high schools, the major league high schools in America, is to teach, you learn a little Gemara, and then right away, as soon as the boys are ready, can learn or know how to read a piece of Gemara, right away, Tosfos. Right away. You have to show up the other school to break PTA night that we teach all the Tosfos. And then you have to teach, then you have to go teach them all of the Rishonim. You have 8th graders, and the Rebbe is a frustrated Rosh Hashiva, and he's teaching 8th graders, they know how to read a half a page of Gemara? Right away, we're going to teach them a Tosfos, we're going to teach them. So in a Chanami, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that is the Derech, and that's the Derech of the Yeshivas, and that's what they do. But you should know that there are boys, there's a small percentage of boys who are brilliant and will become extremely successful in life, in any field that they go into. They're just not cut out for this. They're not cut out for this. I've seen this, I know this, do tutoring.
The Gemara is talking that there's an Oikaharim and there's a Sinai.
No, but
there are always these type of people. The question was...
Yeah. Who should you appoint as a leader? The Gemara's question is as leader. But now we're going a level deep.
No. Because what happens is the leader, he's the one that sets the standards for the yeshiva.
No, but then he's what's needed. No.
The rub of a town or a rub of a shul.
Okay.
But you should be aware that there are people who are brilliant. I've seen this. They are brilliant students. But they're just not cut out for this type of learning. They are extremely successful when it comes to Bikiyas. In 4 years, they can master Tanakh, Baal Peh, they can master Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and they can master Shas. And if they're given the opportunity. But if you tell them to go and memorize Rabbi Akiva Eger's and to memorize difficult Tosfosim and Tosfos and Sivas, they'll look at you like you're from Mars, and you'll spend 4 years in a school where that's the only curriculum that is offered, and it's just wasted time. It's wasted time. If you let them do, take an approach of bikis, they would steig incredibly. So this approach that it says that you should go and be an amkan is only in a situation where the person is cut out for it. But if the person is not cut out for it, he's not discussing that. He's not discussing. In Adaraba, there are many bikim today. The reason why they're bikim is because just the way their brains are wired. And many mechanchim today are coming around to realize this. And to some degree, they're having different types of curriculum for different types of students. And why there was no such thing? There's only one curriculum. There's only one curriculum, which is everyone is a cookie cutter. Everyone is the same, and it doesn't work for everyone. What?
They have a smattering of both programs.
Well, they do a little bit of bikis. So even the bikis thing, it's very minimal. The bikis section.
Preferred bikis.
They could be, but Rabbi Kiva Neskov, Rabbi Shoyim Achasam Sofer Kosav, Rabbi Hillel Kal. Yeah.
If a guy knows everything,
yeah,
he doesn't have the honesty to say I don't know.
Right, that's a gaiva problem. That's not a topic for now. I want to finish this up this part. Rabbi Shoyim Achasam Sofer Kosav, Rabbi Hillel Kal Kalamiya. Who you know is?
Yeah.
Is one of his talmidim? Besefer Shayare Maskel Shayesh Mishu Tarech Belina Boy Make Eon Admakam Shayoda. Diligently, shekol inyan limudu hurak ligmar liyos ke choymer hanoyse sor lechamor kachamor hanoyse sorm. Just to accumulate information, a computer avol hamevin yodea shelimut shel hevel hu. Okay, they're very critical. He's quoting on one side here. They're very critical of learning bikiyas. Shaloi mei bebechina kizos leimotza yada v'raglu beis hamedish ladas milsa lemilsa v'lishkol bemaznei sichla yezes sor yishara v'ze ikur v'shorish gadol bein halimud v'ikur. And the longness is to know how to think, okay, to become a critical thinker. That's what they teach in the secular world. You have to become a critical thinker. The Rashba Kishinosan Kiswa Dikar L'Rabbeinu Asher, when he wrote a letter, Dikar L'Rabbeinu Asher Hu Arash Ra Kosav Lo Shehu Bal Svar Yishon, when he wrote his praise, when the Rashba wrote the Kiswa Dikar of honor, when he gave praise to the Rabbeinu Asher, he wrote about him, what is his Ismail, what was the Hesped? The Hesped was, he's a Baal Svara Yeshana. He is a critical, sharp mind. A sharp mind, you only... Yeah? Oh, that's what it means. Letter of recommendation? That's what it means? Letter of recommendation? Okay, could be.
Because he came from, the Rock greeted him when he came from Germany.
So he wrote a letter of recommendation. That's what it means. So he wrote that the praise is that he's a sharp thinker. Okay. Wait. What's going on over here? The Sefer Chasam Sofer. What did I do over here? I copied.
Are these two consecutive
pages? I took.
No, this is something. Something completely different.
I'm confused at what I did here. This is the end of this shtick. I think I just skipped. I just skipped the beginning of the next piece. That's what I did. All right, so let's review, summarize. So summarize is what we did. This is the end of the shtickle. That's in the middle of the shtickle. Summarize. We have here Machleks Masechta Horios. What's better, Sinai or Ikaharim? The Gemara's question is only in regard who to appoint as the Rav. A Sinai, a Baki B'chol Herakula, or an Amkan. The Gemara Paskins, a Sinai, Hakol Tzrich Memori Chatya. And then we have... Both, either or. A person who is a leader has to have an appeal to everyone, responsibility. However, the Marsham says, the Gemara is, pardon the expression, outdated. That Bizman Hazeh, we have Sefarim, Kolshan, we have computers, and we have libraries, and there are specialists. Today, every single field, you have Shailin Yichud, go to this guy. He's a Bucking Hilchas Yichud. You have a Shaila in Nida, go to this guy. He's a Bakir. Shailun Ribis, go to this guy. So Bizman HaZeh, this is outdated. Therefore, the Ikar Bizman HaZeh is to be an Amkan, to appoint as a leader a person who is a sharp, a critical mind, a sharp mind, a sharp, brilliant mind.
Years ago in Europe, you needed a rabbi in the town who had a general knowledge.
General knowledge. Today, we don't need a general knowledge. We don't need it because we do need general knowledge, but we have specialists today. We have swarm, we have computers, we have specialists. So today, the Ikar in leadership is a person who knows how to make decisions. A person whose mind has been refined through critical analysis, has a developed mind. Who is the one who has proven that he has a mind who knows that's sharp? An Amkan, a person who is the biggest Amkan, will be able to make decisions which will be according to Das, Torah, whatever that expression means.
They couldn't paskin.
Because they couldn't pass. They knew two sides, but they were still the leaders. They still served as role models for the community. He didn't paskin only on halachic matters, but the Rav paskin on communal matters. Communal matters, you paskin. Why? Because he's a person that's proven that the tzibar has a sharp mind, knows how to think, and that is what you need in a leader. A leader has to have a person who knows how to make decisions. To make decisions, you have to think. All the rabbis were great decision makers. Okay, and then he discusses when it comes to not making private citizens, when you have a choice of learning, there are mahalach learning bikiyas, of learning iyun, if you have what it takes, you from that type of stuff, that material where you can be an amkan, that's what he shows, at least what he has selected from all the various sources. This is the ikar learning, is to be a baal svara, even if it comes at the expense of not being a baki in other areas of the Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here, take a short break, and then we're going to talk about brain death.